We're going to squeeze in a little bit of cricket because the Black Caps have made it 3 in a row after they managed to overcome Sri Lanka in that second test. Well, former Black Cap Ronnie Hira is with us now for a little bit on this. Hi, Ronnie.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, it was a tough day. They got it done just as well because it's raining in Wellington today. They got it done in 4 days. What did you make of this? It was more of a, well, pretty comprehensive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we all needed it after the previous two tests to see a convincing victory going into the fourth day. I don't think we could have taken it if it had gone in fifth day into the last hour. But yeah, pretty comprehensive, and I think a pretty complete performance from the batters and the bowlers.
Yeah, I mean, the batting was obviously remarkable with the big 100, a double century from Kane Williamson and a big one from Henry Nicholson. So he was back and forth. That was good. But the bowling effort was interesting because they had to bowl Sri Lanka out twice. They didn't have Wagner and Bolt, but they did it, and that has got to be important.
Yeah, they had a lot of time on their hands. I mean, as you mentioned today, it's raining in Wellington, so they're probably obviously trying to get it done yesterday, and I guess a lot of overs in the legs in terms of out in the field. I think it was something like 150 or 200 overs in the legs in consecutive innings. So, you know, forcing the follow-on and then bowling them out, I think they stuck to their plans really well, and then obviously got the outcome they were looking for towards the end of the day.
Bracewell and Tickner, Michael Bracewell, that is, the spinner. We had the other Bracewell as well, but those are two prospects. Do you think they've done enough to show that they are more permanent features of that side?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see guys getting an opportunity after strong domestic performances, but I think it's also a sign of potentially some guys also being injured and not being available, and New Zealand and the Black Caps having to use the depth available to them. So, yeah, I think Michael Bracewell's obviously gone strength to strength with his batting and his bowling, and then recently they picked up in the IPL as well, so you get that experience too. So, Tickner, yeah, he's been around the domestic scene for quite a while.
We've got to leave it there, I'm afraid.